Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into myphillyconnection.com. And wow, you guys sent us a ton of information on this one. It seems like they're trying to be like the place to go for literally everything Philly.
Yeah, they're not just like another city guide or anything.
Right.
It looks like they really want to capture like the whole essence of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
From the news and local businesses to the events and the, you know, the community spirit.
Okay, so first things first, did you notice that the founder, John Walker, is actually from Philly?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's kind of cool that he's like so passionate about showing off his city.
Yeah.
It just makes it feel more authentic somehow.
Definitely. It's like having a friend show you around who knows all the little ins and outs, you know?
Totally.
Not just some generic guidebook or something.
Right.
And you can tell he wants My Philly Connection to be more than just a directory. It's almost like he's trying to create this digital heartbeat for the city, you know, connecting residents and visitors and businesses.
Yeah.
In a way that hasn't really been done before.
Right. And they even say in their mission statement that they want to be like the premier source of information and opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Capturing the pulse of Philly's vibrant culture.
And they're not kidding around. They have this incredibly diverse range of offerings on this website.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's almost overwhelming news, classifieds, a whole section on real estate,
yeah,
event listings, even a community engagement section. Like, where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the news section.
Oh.
I mean, it's not just your typical headlines, right?
No.
They've got categories for, like, everything.
Yeah,
like
what?
From crime and courts,
yeah,
to politics and education,
mm-hmm,
local events, weather, even emergency alerts.
So it's like hyper-local news.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting to me is like their commitment to providing balanced perspectives.
Oh, that's cool.
Like they highlight a story about the debate over the new development project in Fishtown.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. They showcase arguments from both sides, like residents concerned about gentrification, the developers who are emphasizing the potential economic benefits.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to show you the whole picture.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
To see that kind of nuanced reporting at the local level.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare.
It is.
Okay. Let's move on to the local classifieds and business directory.
Okay.
This is like the digital version of that classic community bulletin board.
Oh, totally. But it's like way more than just finding a plumber or a used bike or something. You know?
Yeah.
Like they've got everything. Job listings, professional services. Yeah, like you said, items for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And their business directory is pretty robust too.
It's amazing.
It's like a one-stop shop for anything you could possibly need in Philly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And speaking of supporting local businesses,
yeah,
their real estate section is interesting.
Right.
Especially with how crazy Philly's housing market is right now.
Whoa, it's wild.
They don't just have listings though.
No, they have like a whole section on there.
Yeah.
Dedicated to helping people navigate that whole process. Hmm. They have articles and guides on everything from like understanding property taxes and homeowners insurance to,
yeah,
negotiating with realtors and how to get financing.
So even if you're not like actively looking to buy or sell right now,
right,
it's still a great resource for just getting a better grasp of the whole Philly real estate scene.
Absolutely. And it's not just for homeowners either.
Ooh.
Yeah, they have resources for renters too.
Oh, cool.
You know, listings for apartments, houses, and even rooms for rent.
Wow.
They've seriously thought of everything.
Okay. So we've covered all the practical stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something a little more fun.
Okay.
You know, Philly's known for its amazing arts and culture scene, right?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
And My Philly Connection embraces that fully.
Oh, for sure.
Their events and entertainment section is proof.
It's awesome.
It's not just the big concerts and festivals, though. They have those, too.
Yeah.
But they highlight all the smaller community-driven events, too.
Like what?
Like the South Street Spring Festival and the Northern Liberties Night Market.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They even have listings for things like open mic nights at cafes and art shows at independent galleries.
That's so cool.
It's like they're encouraging people to go out and explore all those little hidden gems,
yeah,
that make Philly so unique.
Right.
And it ties in perfectly with their whole community engagement vibe.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of community engagement, that's really where they shine.
Totally.
It's not just about reading the news or finding a service, you know.
Right.
It's about getting involved, sharing your story, and connecting with your neighbors.
They have a whole section for community news.
Yeah.
With stories about local heroes and neighborhood initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
They even have profiles on interesting Philadelphians.
It's like a digital tapestry of Philly life.
I like that.
You know, woven together by the people who live and breathe this city.
That's a good way to put it.
And they don't just talk about community either.
Yeah.
They're actively involved. They partner with tons of local organizations.
Like who?
Like the Philadelphia Mural Arts Program and the Fairmount Park Conservancy.
Oh, wow.
They promote their events and initiatives right there on the platform.
That's awesome.
It's really impressive how they've managed to integrate themselves into Philly's community landscape.
So we've covered a lot here.
We have.
But I'm curious, what stands out to you the most about My Philly Connection?
Hmm.
What are like their key selling points?
Well, I think their biggest strength is their genuine commitment to Philadelphia. It's not just a business venture to them.
Right.
It's like a passion project. They really want to showcase the best of the city, connect people,
uh-huh.
and contribute to Philly's growth.
And they're doing that by being incredibly comprehensive.
Yeah.
They've thought of everything, like you said.
Yeah.
Breaking news, hidden gem events, finding a plumber, navigating the real estate market.
It's all there. And they're not just like throwing information at you.
Right.
They're curating it. They're making sure it's accurate.
Right.
And presenting it in a way that's engaging and accessible.
They even have a blog
mm-hmm.
where they post articles and opinion pieces on a huge range of topics.
Yeah, local politics, education, food, culture, you name it.
And they're always encouraging users to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's by submitting content or sharing their experiences or even joining the team.
They're actually hiring, too.
Yeah.
Which shows their commitment to growing the platform and investing in the community.
It's clear they're not just a website.
No, they're not.
They're like a movement.
Yeah.
A force for positive change in Philadelphia.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So we've painted a pretty comprehensive picture of My Philly Connection.
We have.
But I think it's time to bring it back to you, the listener.
Okay.
What does all of this mean for you?
Well, that's a great question. I think it depends on your relationship with Philadelphia. Are you a longtime resident? Are you new to the city? Or maybe you're just someone who's curious about Philly.
Or maybe you're a business owner trying to connect with your community.
Yeah.
Or even just someone who wants to stay in the loop.
Right.
About what's happening in Philly.
No matter who you are or what you're interested in.
Yeah.
My Philly Connection seems to offer something valuable for everyone.
I think so too.
It's a platform that invites you to engage with the city on your own terms, at your own pace.
So with that in mind, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll explore some specific ways you can get involved with My Philly Connection.
Sounds good.
And make it your own.
All right. So we were just talking about how My Philly Connection has something for everyone.
Yeah.
But it's more than just reading stuff, you know?
Right.
They actually want you to get involved.
Yeah, they want you to be a part of the community.
Exactly. So how can people actually do that? Like, what are some ways to jump in and make a difference?
Well, one of the coolest things is they encourage, like, user-generated content. They have a whole section where you can submit articles, stories, even just, like, local news tips.
So it's like being a citizen journalist.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Like, imagine you find this amazing little cafe in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or you have a unique take on a local event.
Mm-hmm.
You can share it on My Philly Connection.
Cool.
You could be the one to introduce it to the rest of the city.
That's so cool.
And it totally fits with their mission of capturing, like, the authentic pulse of Philly.
Right.
It's not just professional journalists reporting the news.
Yeah.
It's everyday people sharing their experiences.
And it's not just writing, either.
Oh.
They encourage people to share photos and videos, too.
Oh, wow.
It's all about capturing Philly's vibrancy, you know?
I love that.
In all its forms.
What about businesses?
Oh, yeah.
We know they're big on supporting local businesses.
Uh-huh.
But how can those businesses actually get involved with My Philly Connection?
Well, first off, they can list themselves in the business directory.
Okay.
It's free. And it's a great way to get on people's radar.
So it's like having your own little online storefront.
Exactly.
Where you can showcase your stuff.
To people who are already interested in local businesses.
Right. And they can take it a step further by advertising on the platform, too.
Yeah. They have a bunch of different options to fit different budgets.
Makes sense.
It's a good way to get your message out there.
And reach a wider audience.
Exactly. And it just makes sense.
Yeah.
People are already on the site looking for things to do, places to eat,
right.
services they need.
So why not connect them directly with the businesses that can provide those things?
Exactly. It's all about creating those win-win relationships
yeah.
that strengthen the community.
And speaking of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say they're looking for new team members?
They are. They're hiring.
Well, that's awesome.
They're looking for passionate people
huh?
who are excited about My Philly Connection's mission.
So if you're someone who loves connecting with people and maybe has some skills in writing photography or even web development.
This could be your chance.
Yeah.
To turn that passion into a job.
That's so cool.
It's really inspiring to see a platform that's not only connecting a community, but also creating jobs within that community.
It's a win-win all around.
Totally.
Now, even if contributing content or applying for a job isn't really your thing,
right,
there are still ways to be a part of the My Philly Connection community.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Simply using the platform is a form of engagement.
Exactly.
You know, browsing the content, sharing articles on social media,
uh-huh.
leaving comments, all of that contributes to their growth.
Absolutely.
It's like voting for the kind of community you want to see.
Yeah.
Every click, every share
right.
sends a message that you value this platform.
And what it stands for.
I want to shift gears for a second.
Okay.
And talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
What does the emergence of platforms like this tell us about community in a digital age?
That is a fascinating question.
It's like we're craving that sense of place.
Yeah.
You know, that grounding in our communities, even as our lives become more and more globalized.
Right. And these digital platforms are trying to fill that void.
Yeah.
They're creating spaces where we can connect with our neighbors,
right.
discover local businesses,
uh-huh.
stay informed about what's happening right outside our doors.
It's like they're bridging that gap between the digital and the physical.
Totally.
Bringing people together online
mm-hmm.
and inspiring them to connect offline.
Like, think about it.
Yeah.
You might discover an event on My Philly Connection.
Right.
And then go to that event and meet new people.
Exactly.
Or you might read an article about a local business that's struggling and decide to support them.
It's about using technology to enhance our local experiences
yeah.
and strengthen our communities.
And it's not just about warm, fuzzy feelings either.
Right.
There's a real impact when people are engaged.
Totally.
Local businesses do better. Neighborhoods become safer.
Uh-huh.
People feel more connected.
So even if you're not like a huge Philly fanatic,
yeah.
there's something universally appealing about this idea.
I think so too.
Of using technology for good.
Right.
You know, to foster local connection and make a positive impact.
It's about reclaiming that sense of community, that yeah. feeling of belonging.
That we're all in this together.
Exactly.
And that's definitely something worth celebrating.
It is.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay.
I want you to think about your own relationship with your community.
Are you plugged in?
Are you paying attention?
Are you contributing?
And if the answer is no,
yeah,
or even just not as much as I could be,
right?
Maybe My Philly Connection is the nudge you need
yeah.
to get more involved.
Or maybe it'll inspire you to find other ways to connect with your community.
Totally.
And make a difference in the places you call home.
I love that. We spent this deep dive exploring MyPhillyConnection.com, and you know, it's really clear that it's so much more than just a website.
It really is.
It's like a hub for everything Philly.
Yeah, it's got that small town feel, like that community bulletin board, but with like the power and reach of a digital platform.
Yeah. So before we wrap up, let's talk about what we've learned.
Okay.
What are your biggest takeaways from all this?
I think what's most impressive is how they're so comprehensive,
yeah.
but still hyper-local.
Right.
They have everything you could think of,
mm-hmm.
from breaking news to those like super specific event listings.
Right, and it's all curated
yeah.
with a focus on accuracy and balance.
Like, remember that article we talked about on the Fishtown development?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't just like report the facts. They mm-hmm. showed both sides of the argument and yeah. like encouraged people to form their own opinions.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
To see a platform that trusts its users to think critically.
Especially these days.
Right.
Where everyone seems to have an agenda.
What else stood out to you?
Their commitment to community engagement.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not just a buzzword for them. It's like baked into the platform.
I like that.
They're always finding new ways to connect people.
Yeah, through the user-generated content.
Right.
Partnerships with organizations.
Uh-huh. Even just their social media.
It's like they're creating this space where everyone feels welcome.
Yeah.
To share their stories.
Their passions, their perspectives on Philly.
And like you said, they're walking the walk.
Oh, yeah.
They're hiring. They're expanding their team.
Creating jobs and opportunities in the community.
It's amazing.
It's not just talk. They're actually doing it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I want to ask you, the listener, a question.
Right.
What role does community play in your life?
And how can platforms like this
yeah.
help you connect with your community in a more meaningful way?
Maybe it's about finding a new business.
Yeah.
Or going to an event you never would have heard of.
Or maybe it's sharing your own story,
right?
Adding your voice to the Philly narrative.
Whatever it is, I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
That strong communities are so important.
Especially now.
More than ever.
And My Philly Connection is showing us how technology can actually help.
It can be a powerful tool.
For building and strengthening those communities.
So if you haven't already,
yeah.
Check out myphillyconnection.com.
Explore the website. See what it's all about.
You might be surprised.
You never know what you might discover.
Or who you might connect with.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into myphillyconnection.com.
We hope you found it informative.
And inspiring.
Until next time, keep exploring.
And stay connected.